Welcome to Shalom Shalom. On the Daf, she responds to Elohim Nishma Asayim B'Yakov Shalom Aleha Basitzchok. We're holding in Sukkah Dav Zayin. The Gemara Amud Beis brings the big machlekes if a Sukkah needs to be a Diras Arai or Diras Kva. Does the Sukkah need to be a temporary structure or a permanent structure? And the Gemara brings a list of Tanoim that say it's a Sukkah Diras Kva, and we hold the Sukkah Diras Arai. As Tois points out, even between the opinions that Sukkah needs to be a Diras Kva, not everyone is equal. It's different levels of Kva. As we know, Beit Shammai says that the Sukkah needs to have the size of Rosh Aruba V'Shulchanai, which is the majority of the body in a table, it's 7 Tfachim by 7 Tfachim. While Rebbe holds that it needs to be 4 Amos by 4 Amos, so it's a much larger Sukkah. We paskin like Beit Shammai, even though usually we hold the Sukkah's Diras Arai. Because it's not black and white, Diras Kva or Diras Arai, but we have some middle ground where we hold Diras Kva to some things and Diras Arai for other things. And this connects beautifully with what's read down in Sefer Chassidus, we mentioned today, the Sfas Emes and his son, the Imre Emes, that say two different ideas regarding this machlokes. The Sfas Emes says that these two opinions of a Sukkah's a Diras Arai, Diras Kva, both opinions are valid. And really the question is the perspective, where are we looking from? If you're looking from Olam Hazeh, this world, the Sukkah Diras Arai is a temporary structure. It's not a permanent structure. But if you're looking from the eyes of Olam Haba, of the world to come, there, the Sukkah Diras Kva, that's where we're going to be. What's the Sukkah? The Sukkah is that we are with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Betzila Deim Nusa, the shade of the Emunah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we're going to be, La'asid Lavoi. We're going to be Tzadikim Yoishvim V'neni Miziv Ashchina. So that's the permanent structure of La'asid Lavoi. So the question is, do we look at it from this world's aspect, or we look at it from the world to come aspect? From this world's aspect, it's a Diras Arai. From the world to come, that's a Diras Kva. So Semes adds, that that's the Machlekes that we're going to have, like, come on. We're going to have a Machlekes, Daf Yud Aleph, when Am Yisrael left Mitzrayim, did they have a Noni HaKovit? Did they have the glory clouds? Or did they have the Sukkah's mamish? It says, depends from which perspective. From this world, it looks like they have Sukkahs. They have some temporary huts. But from the world, from the aspect of the world to come, they had a Nani HaKavai. They had the Holy of Holies connected and surrounding them. The Imre Emes says, it really depends. It says there's two types of tzaddikim. There is a tzaddik who's permanently connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu the whole time. That's how he lives his life. On the other hand, the majority of Am Yisrael, lif'amim, once in a while, not the whole time. They're not connected every single moment. He says, that's what Bilam said the bracha, matoivu oy halecho Yaakov, mishken yisecho Yisrael. Yaakov is the low level, that's called the oyel, matoivu oy halecho Yaakov. Mishkan, which is more permanent, that's Yisrael, the higher level of Gdush of Am Yisrael. So you have two types, two concepts of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the Sukkah represents. The Sukkah, which is a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, can be in one hand a Diras Kva, and that's, we don't paskin like that, la'alacha. But there are people that for them a Sukkah is a permanent structure, permanent connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there are others, most of Klal Yisrael, where the Sukkah is a Diras Arai, is temporary. We connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu here and there, but it's not a permanent structure, and that's the discussion over here between Diras Kva and Diras Arai. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.